Welcome to Traditional Tales, told by Swarupa Vidya Ashram. My name is Yogi Ananda Fountain. These ancient stories from India include gods, demons, and humans, along with history, geography, physics, morality, and the mystical purpose of human life. I hope they inspire you as much as they do me. Rama Avatar, Part 5, by Nirushita Sethuram. Sita had been kidnapped. Searching for her, Rama and Lakshmana came across a great, strong monkey who introduced himself as Hanuman. Who is Hanuman? Many stories are told about the great ones. So it is with Hanuman. One story tells that Hanuman was the incarnation of Lord Shiva, coming to help Lord Vishnu in his Rama avatar. Hanuman is also called the son of Vayu, the wind god. This is what gave him the ability to fly and to take on different forms. Hanuman was born to Anjana and Keshari. Anjana had prayed diligently to Lord Shiva, asking him to take birth as her son. Thus, the great and mighty Hanuman came into being. Mischievous Hanuman, when he was young, swallowed the sun, which he released only after the devas had prayed to him. Hanuman began using his supernatural powers in a mischievous way. One day he pranked a meditating sage. In a fury, the sage cursed Hanuman to forget his powers temporarily. Later, when he became an adult, the curse lifted and Hanuman remembered all of his godlike powers. When Rama found him, Hanuman was living near Mount Rishyamukha with Sugriva. Sugriva was hiding from his brother Vali, the king of the Vanara monkeys. Seeing Rama and Lakshmana, Sugriva misunderstood them to be allies of his brother coming to harm him. Sugriva sent Hanuman, his friend and minister, to go find out about them. Hanuman introduced himself to Rama and Lakshmana, who shared their devastating story with Hanuman. Hearing this, Hanuman's heart was filled with love, respect and devotion towards Rama. After he listened to the story of the kidnapping, Hanuman told about Sugriva, who was in a similar predicament, being in exile in the forest. Vali and Sugriva were very close and loving brothers. Vali was king of Kishkindha, the Vanara kingdom. Tara was his wife. A demon named Mayavi came to Kishkindha, challenging Vali for a fight. Vali accepted, but Mayavi ran into the jungle and inside his deep cave so he could have the upper hand. The brothers followed him through the jungle. Though Sugriva tried to stop Vali, Vali entered the cave, telling Sugriva to wait outside. Many days went by, but Vali didn't return. Sugriva didn't leave his post. Suddenly, one day, Sugriva heard Mayavi's roar. Then a stream of blood gushed out of the cave, followed by another roar. Sugriva thought it was Mayavi's cry of triumph and that Vali had been killed. Sugriva thought for a while and decided to block the entrance of the cave with a huge boulder in order to stop Mayavi from coming out and attacking Kishkindha. He returned home with a heavy heart, not talking to anyone for days. However, inside the cave, Vali had killed Mayavi. Eagerly coming out to see Sugriva, Vali found the entrance blocked by a boulder. He thought that Sugriva betrayed him for the throne. There was no way out of the cave, but Vali continued trying to push the boulder aside. Back in the kingdom, Sugriva continued to be silent. Hanuman was one of the nobles at the court, as well as a dear friend. He approached Sugriva, insisting that the throne must not remain vacant. As Vali's brother, Sugriva should take Vali's place. With great hesitation, and after a lot of thought, Sugriva agreed. He ascended the throne for the sake of his people. Hanuman served him well as his minister. Time passed. One day, Vali succeeded in pushing the boulder a little so he could scrape through a small opening. He arrived at the palace a few days later. While Sugriva was delighted to see his beloved brother alive, Vali was not in a mood for loving reunions. He furiously accused his brother of being a hypocrite who trapped him in the cave. He was not willing to listen to Sugriva or anyone. Vali banished Sugriva from Kishkanda. When Sugriva's wife, Ruma, attempted to go with him, Vali claimed her to be his property and would not let her go. Hanuman somehow managed to join Sugriva and both of them left Kishkanda. They reached the Rishyamukha Mountains, where Sugriva was safe, since Vali could not go there due to a curse from Rishi Matanga. Hanuman finished Sugriva's story. He thought Rama and Lakshmana would be able to help Sugriva free his wife, so he invited them to meet Sugriva. They accepted the invitation, so Hanuman took his gargantuan form, picked up Rama and Lakshmana, and flew through the woods to Sugriva's hiding place. There, Rama promised to help Sugriva retrieve his wife Ruma. In return, Sugriva promised to help Rama find Sita and help him in every way. In a duel, Vali gained half of his opponent's strength, thus no one was able to beat Vali in direct combat. Knowing his brother's strength, Sugriva doubted that Rama could win. After a few tests, which Rama passed with ease, Sugriva started to believe in Rama. Hanuman became an ardent admirer of Rama, very loyal to him, not letting Rama out of his sight. They decided it was time to free Ruma. The plan was for Sugriva to challenge Vali. Then Rama was to kill Vali while he and Sugriva were in combat. Sugriva went to Kishkanda, followed by Rama. As planned, Sugriva challenged his brother. The duel was fierce. Rama was unable to get a clear shot at Vali because both brothers looked very much the same. Unable to defeat Vali, Sugriva retreated to the Rishyamukha Mountains. They decided that Sugriva would wear a garland so that Rama could identify Vali. Through some spies, Vali's wife Tara found out that Sugriva had the support of a prince from the north. She tried to stop Vali from going to the duel when Sugriva challenged him again. Vali disregarded his wife and went to the fight. This time, though, Vali had the upper hand, and Rama was unable to distinguish Vali from Sugriva and killed him with his arrow shot from behind a tree. With his last few breaths, Vali asked Rama to defend his action of killing someone who was not in combat with him. Rama explained that it is the duty of a king to uphold justice, and that Vali should have listened to his brother without prior judgment and treated him as his son. Rama also pointed out his worst mistake of keeping Ruma, Sugriva's wife, with him. Because Vali had wronged Sugriva, Rama had done justice. Vali was full of remorse when he heard Rama's words and requested Sugriva and Rama both to pardon his actions. He also requested them not to vest his sins on his wife and his son Angada, but to look after them. With a heavy heart, Sugriva told his brother that all he had wanted from him was his love and nothing more. Vali blessed Sugriva and died. After doing the last rites for his brother, Sugriva ascended the throne. he crowned Vali's son, Angada, as the crown prince. However, Sugriva soon forgot his promise to Rama, spending his time in enjoying his regained status. The clever former ape queen Tara and Hanuman calmly intervened to prevent an enraged Lakshmana from destroying the ape citadel. They made Sugriva understand his duty and honor his pledge. Sugriva then sent search parties in all four directions, but they returned without success from the north, east, and west. Under the leadership of Angada and Hanuman, the southern search party reached the southern tip of the great land and sat on the south shore, depressed. Angada said, "We have tried our best, but we have failed miserably. I, as the leader of the party, am not prepared to go back to Kishkanda empty-handed. In fact, I would like to kill myself here and equal myself to Jatayu, the king of eagles, who had sacrificed his life in service to Rama." Everyone in the search party was talking about the failed end of their search when someone called to them from behind, "Friends!" Everyone turned to see an eagle slowly walking towards them. The eagle said, "Friends, I heard my brother Jatayu's name come up in your conversation. May I know how you came to know of my Jatayu?" Angada told the eagle about Sita's kidnapping. The bird continued, "My name is Sampati. We eagles are bestowed with very keen eyesight. We are capable of pinpointing things at a great distance. I have seen Sita in a grove in Alankapuri." Uttering these words, Sampati flew away. Hearing this, Hanuman, without wasting a second, took on his gargantuan form and made a colossal leap across the sea to Lankapuri. More to come.